The Holy Letters of the Rebbe in Volume 15, this is letter number 5772, Baruch Hashem. This is written during the days of Slichas, in the year Tovshin Yud Zayin, Brooklyn, New York. And the Rebbe is giving a lot of titles here. I mean, the Rebbe's always given him titles, but over here, this is above and beyond, I think, and then I like to compare it to the previous letters. Rebbe writes them, the rabbi, the great genius who is known for praise and beauty amongst the geniuses of Jacob. I mean, the Rebbe is addressing him. Rav Achosid, the man of great, well, just on and on and on. Yisheskoilus madoim choch v'nechmat v'reinu shloim v'shiyichia Zevin. This is Rabbi Zevin, and the author of the Encyclopedia Talmudic and many other works. And the Rebbe actually mentioned him in a previous letter that the Rebbe, about the second book the Rebbe didn't receive. The Rebbe's been in touch with him in various different things about in Israel and about the boats and about the making this block for voting. You know, the Rebbe, he was had an influence in Israel in those days. So anyways, the Rebbe says, Shalom uvracha, peace and blessing. And the Rebbe says, as the new year is upon us and all yidden for good and blessing, I want to express my blessing to you and all that is to yours, a blessing of a ksiva chsima toiva, writing and sealing for the good, shona toiva mesukah v'gashmi zvruchim v'vracha, the Rebbe's signature. Basically, this was a New Year's card. You know, today people don't send anymore that much New Year's card, but the Rebbe used to send to everybody a New Year's card. The Rebbe sent a Shana Tova card and a Shana Tova letter, and the Rebbe is sending him a letter as well. However, the Rebbe is writing here in the bottom, he writes something specific to Rabbi Zevin. This was a pretty standard a language that the Rebbe used to wish people a Happy New Year or a Shana Tova, but over here we find that the Rebbe, on the bottom of the letter, the Rebbe added various things which is applicable to that individual who's getting the Shana Tova cards. The Rebbe says, I received the letter dated the 16th and the 22nd of Elul, and also the Sefer Sipuri Chasidim, the second volume that the Rebbe said he didn't receive it in the previous letter, the Rebbe received, have been received. And thank you, the Rebbe says to him. And the Rebbe writes, you know, there was a big debate about in the religious, in the from circles, who is better for the Jews? Is Napoleon better of the Jews, or the Tsar? Who do you vote for? Who do you want to? And you know, they were the rabbis were using their own tools, like during the davening, during Tkiya Shofar. So apparently, he brings down the version that we know the Alter Rebbe voted, or he rooted for the Tsar. Alter Rebbe's opinion was that Napoleon would give too much freedom, and that would be a danger for religious life. So, now, who was the rabbi that went against, with the opinion, know that Napoleon is better? So the usual version that people saw, that the one who disagreed with the Alter Rebbe with regards to the war of Napoleon was Harav HaTzadik Shlomo Mer Karlin. There used to be a great, the Karliner Rebbe, Shlomo of Karlin. He was the one that was on the other side. He rooted for Napoleon. And this is also the Rebbe, the way you quoted it in the Sipuri Hasidim. He quoted that also as such. But the Rebbe says that cannot be, because the Rebbe says that it's brought down in the Sefer. I'm not sure, Divrei Hayomim, the book of the Chronicles. I'm not sure of the name. That's the book here, that the abbreviation, that Rav Shloimeh work. Karlin was killed on Kiddush Hashem. He was murdered by the authorities many years before this war. That was even before the war of Napoleon and the Tsar. Many years before, he had already died. So how could he be rooting for Napoleon? The Rebbe says that's not possible. And the Rebbe says, I think that I already saw in some sefer that pointed this out. So the Rebbe therefore says, so that means that this version isn't accurate, but the Rebbe says there's other people that say that the one who disagreed with the Alter Rebbe was the Magid of Koznitz. They called him the Koznitzer Magid. So basically, the Rebbe is saying to him, he quoted the usual language that the people said that it was Rav Shloimeh Karlin, but the Rebbe says, and that's the way he quoted it, but the Rebbe says that it's not really possible, and the Rebbe therefore says that there is another version which seems to fit better, that it was the Magid of Koznitz. So that's a debate. Who is the one that the Rebbe, Alter Rebbe, went against? Was it against Karlin, which the Rebbe says is not possible, but other people say it was the Koznitzer Magid, the Magid of Koznitz. Then the Rebbe brings down that there is this sefer called Erche Kabbalah. This Rab Zevin sent to the Rebbe a sefer called Erche HaKabbalah. Now, the Rebbe makes a few notes in that sefer that he sent to the Rebbe. That was sent to the Rebbe by Rab Zevin. So the Rebbe says, I'm surprised that he didn't include in it also the Sefer Pri Etz Chaim. I get that author lived at the time in Yerushalayim, and he missed out the Sefer. He wrote various different, it was a sort of a Kabbalistic index or encyclopedia on the Kabbalah. So he wrote many sefers, but he didn't write the Sefer Pri Etz Chaim. And the Rebbe says it's proper to fix it up now. So now, it's an interesting, I've never seen the Rebbe say this. The Rebbe says, speaking amongst ourselves, meaning, the Rebbe says it's like talking between us, not, he doesn't want to say anything to the other person. But the Rebbe says that this author of the Erche Kabbalah, he was strangely careful, the author, like what the Rebbe says. Say, for example, Abba, Aleph, Beis, Aleph, you see? When it has a apostrophe. So, where does it belong in the listing? So, it says it was set up after the word Abba. So, Abba comes first, and then comes Aleph Beis apostrophe Aleph. So, I'm not sure whether they mean the same thing. You know, Abba, that's the name of the index is Abba, that's the reference, but and the Rebbe says that it seems because in most prints it was printed with an abbreviation, but it's really, I guess, one and the same. Then the way he points Nekudes, Nekudes, I guess he has the three. Nikud means the way to vowelize the vowels. So there he puts them in three different values. One Nikud, Nekuda, Nekudos. They're really one of the same things, was organized in three separate archim, and similar, the Rebbe, that doesn't really fit, they're really one and the same. So the Rebbe says this is a little bit strange and similar to this. So the Rebbe says, yet, because there is so few Sforim from this category as far as Kabbalah, it is fitting to publish it if you can easily find the means for this. And at least, even though I guess the Rebbe is not 100% satisfied the way he did it, but the Rebbe says the reason there is such a lack of Sforim in this category, so the Rebbe is in agreement that they should, if they can find the means to publish it. At least the Rebbe says this will be like an additional reminder for the idea of the inner part of Torah. So talking about the Kabbalah is something to do, an encouragement. So the Rebbe writes to Rav Zevin, besides wishing him a good year, so the Rebbe also confirms receiving the letters and the Sefer Sipur HaSidim, for which the Rebbe is thankful. The Rebbe points out that he quotes the story that the other rabbi who opposed the Alter Rebbe, as far as to go with Napoleon, he has it as a Rav Shlomo Karlin, but the Rebbe said that's not possible, so maybe it is the Magid of Koznitz. And the Rebbe makes a few notes in the Sefer Erche Kabbalah that he sent to the Rebbe, and the Rebbe did say that he should print it regardless, because this is at least a reminder, general for the for Hasidus. To the Rebbe, that's important. So therefore, the Rebbe is for printing it, and the Rebbe blesses him and says, at least this will serve as another reminder for Hasidus. Interesting.